The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Welcome to Radio Southland 96.4 FM and today's Women's World, an opportunity for the next 15 minutes to learn more about Southland Branch of National Council of Women.
Well, hello Chantel, and welcome to this National Council of Women Women's World. And as my guest today, well, I should say our guest today, please tell me, what are we going to be talking about?
Good morning, Anne. Thank you very much for your invite. I very much appreciate that. So today we'll be talking about the Methodist Mission, the transitional housing. We have two homes here, a youth transitional house and a young mum's transitional house.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's something that I'm super alert to, wearing another hat, which is all about organisation. So talk about this young mum's in the house.
Alrighty. So it's something that, so I do my work from my heart. I was a young mum myself, so being able to support young mum in different situations is quite a blessing. I really enjoy it. So our home has, we can take up to three mums at a time.
So this is a young mum can come in,
yes,
and be in one of your houses.
Yes.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And we help them. So my role is to help them put steps in place. So we are strength based. So it's 110% their journey, and I am solely there to walk beside them and help them get those steps into place.
That is so important, to hold your hand rather than with a smile rather than with a frown, isn't it? Yeah. So you accommodate in one of your houses how many mothers?
Up to three at one time.
Okay.
Yes, and they have they actually get assigned two bedrooms each, and we find that works really well. Mum and bub end up co-sleeping safely, of course, and their second room becomes, sometimes we've had mums that turn into a craft room, or it generally becomes a bit of an accumulation room, so they can pick up bits and pieces. So when they transition, they've got what they need for their new home.
What a wonderful thing. So how, if I knew of a young mum that needed perhaps a bit of encouragement, how would I go about telling this young mum? Would she just, have you got a phone number, or how would this happen?
Yes. So you could contact me, or you could contact Molly.
Is that the house manager's name?
Yes. So Molly is our house coordinator, and she takes all of our referrals. And her number is 027-340-3898. She's amazing. She will get in touch with you, and then she will organise a very low-key interview, and that's with herself and myself. And we just want to make sure that it's the right place for them. Make sure it's their choice. That's our biggest thing, is to make sure it's the young mum's choice, not someone that thinks it's the great place for them. They have to make that decision.
So there must be trust on both sides then.
Absolutely, yes.
And is there a period that young mum can stay with you?
Yes, so they can stay with us for up to 6 months. And right from day one, we're talking about accommodation. There are always steps before we get to the end goal of accommodation. So that's part of the fun of the journey, to decide what those steps are.
So with a young mum and her babe, is there a kitchen in this house? That do they share the cooking, or
yes. They
work all that out as well?
Yes, so we hold resident meetings every week, and they And that we discuss groceries, what's needed, we discuss chores and we change them around. Some of the biggest issues that can arise in the house is over chores.
Well, isn't that a family thing? It's your turn to do the dishes.
Well, that's it, because everyone's so different. So we have some mums that like to clean up as soon as they've eaten dinner. Then we've got some mums that like to clean up in the morning and relax after dinner. So it's just about ironing out those wee situations that arise before they
become a big one.
Yes.
So it's a wrinkle before it becomes a wave.
Definitely, yeah. Uh-huh. Which is so important for our resident meetings. Communication is absolute key.
So with the young mums, are they encouraged with your organisation to go back to school, or are they already out of school?
Some come to school, some are working. It just depends. And that really depends on what they would like to do.
Okay.
Yeah. So whatever they would like to do, this is where we go.
Weekly consultation or weekly chat, you're able to get the gauge, the feel of. So, yeah.
Yes. So I do one-on-one. So I like to explain it with myself as I'm the community connector. So anything that they need in that community, that's where I am. Mm-hmm. That's what I do. And Molly, our house coordinator, is everything in-house. So little things that pop up and, so that's how that works. So anything they want to do outside of the house, that's where I come in and say, I know the great person. Mm-hmm. I was at the interagency last week and I know the right person.
Yeah. Did you go to the dumpling?
No, I didn't.
It was super.
Was it? I love dumplings as well.
So did I. Yeah. It was a very successful evening put on by the Southland Multicultural Trust. Was a really good, yes. And yes. Southland Interagency is certainly an honour to belong to it. I've been on it, part of it, for quite some time, right when it first started. And I'm glad to see that that's going. And that's where all the organisations that want to be involved can sit and have a chat without it's confidential, and it's a really good one.
Absolutely.
So that's our young mums. But you've got another one that you're also responsible for.
Yes, we do. So we have got a youth transitional house as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they are actually on the same site. So we've got a front house and a back house.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
It must be two big houses to accommodate families.
Yes. So the youth house runs a little bit different. They are encouraged, and the obligation is they have to either be in education or employment or some sort of study. If they come to us and they aren't in any of that, the goal is within 2 weeks they are enrolled in doing something. That's where Molly and myself, we come in and we just have those great conversations just to see exactly what they need, what they're wanting.
Do they know exactly sometimes what they need?
No. Do we? Do we know what we need at this age sometimes? I don't.
Well, perhaps I've learned a bit, but still there's a challenge every day.
Very much, So it's just about guiding and showing them there is no such thing as a bad idea. One of the greatest breakthroughs with communication I had is we'd done an interview and I was just having a really great chat with one of these youth, and we were setting some goals, and it was very mediocre. They were just writing because they felt they
going
had to.
Through the panic.
And one of their goals was they wanted to try a dragon fruit.
I beg your pardon?
They wanted to try a dragon fruit. So that was
dragon fruit.
A dragon fruit.
Is that a spider?
No, it is actually a fruit. It's pink and and I said, okay, let's go do it. And they're like, we can't do that. I was like, why not? You want to do it? Do you want to go? Okay. I said, right, but we have to walk. We're not taking the car. Okay. And I got more out of that walk to the supermarket to get the dragon fruit. Turns out they didn't like it. But they tried it and they ticked off a goal. And that was a massive breakthrough. And, that really got the communication going. It was amazing. Yeah. Okay. So no such thing as a silly idea.
Or a silly question.
No, absolutely not.
And sometimes it's just, it's a breakthrough, isn't it, when you can actually go and have a laugh afterwards.
Yes.
Well, I've learned something today. A dragon fruit is a fruit.
Yes.
Where did you get it? Which supermarket?
Pack and Save.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
How much did it cost?
Might have been close to $7. Yep. And I think from memory it might be, is it seeded? Like it might be
flat. Oh, did you have to peel it as well?
Yeah, we just sort of cut it and then scooped it out with a spoon.
Oh,
yeah.
Like a melon?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah. It was a funny, yeah.
Well,
different. Yeah, but we ticked it off and it was a goal. It was just showing that goals can be achieved, big or small.
Right, so back to the eligibility. So they must be aged between 16 and 19?
Yes.
And to have mild to moderate support needs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so they may stay in your establishment for up to 52 weeks?
Yes.
Yeah. And you've already mentioned about the education track. And definitely no drug or alcohol affected for a majority of each week's residence. Now, that's a very important one, isn't it?
Yes, it is, definitely. Yep.
And the resident is encouraged to stay home most nights at the house.
Yes.
So is there a cost?
Yes, there is. Excuse me. So, and there's an automatic redirection. So majority of our youth and our mums come and they are on some sort of benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So that is an automatic redirection. But the weekly amount that they pay covers the room, the Wi-Fi, power and groceries. It doesn't include toiletries, so they purchase their own toiletries. But we find that just works better. Everyone's got their own preference.
Well, which brand of toothpaste make a difference?
Yes. And we do have wee donations of toothpaste and soap and different things that come through from time to time. The community can be quite generous.
Mm. How do you fund this wonderful two-place program?
So this is with HUD, I believe, but the funding side of it I have no idea about. So that's actually all through our main office in Dunedin.
Okay.
Yeah. So
it is Methodist church based.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes.
And so with the young residents, is there a contact detail for that? It's Molly for
yes,
both of them.
It's Molly, yes.
Oh, she must be a wonderful lady.
Oh, she is amazing. And the youth and their mums respond very, very well to her. Mm. She's just so caring and kind and always new ideas. She's just brought in some new games for them, a great big Connect Four for Unside.
You're going to have to help me. I don't know what a Connect
Four is. Connect Four, so it's a big thing like this, and then you put the wee markers in and you got to get to four in a row.
Right.
It's called Connect Four. I don't know how else to explain it. But it's quite a fun game, and it's just with these cooler days coming and winter and just another encouragement to be at home. It's not too bad to hang out at home.
Well, you learn quite a lot from other people in a house environment.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah.
Oh, Chantelle, I'm just overwhelmed with what you've been telling me, and I'm sure our listeners are going to be also. So just repeating that telephone number, your telephone number, for you personally, is 027-557-2000. And that Molly, who we've been talking about, I'd love to meet Molly, is 027-340-3898.
Yes, that's her.
It's been a pleasure. Have you visited us? You have to come back again and tell
definitely.
Us more.
Absolutely.
So, this is Anne saying bye for now.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.